بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم اما بعد عن ابي ذر رضي الله عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له يا ابا ذر لا عقل كالتدبير ولا ورع كالكف ولا حسب كحسن الخلق. This is also an amazing hadith where in a few words Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sums up great subjects. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is addressing Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه and he's saying there is no intelligence like planning. There is no intelligence like planning. Allah Ta'ala is Mudabbirul Amr. Allah Ta'ala is the controller of all affairs. But Allah Ta'ala wants us also to manage our affairs. Ultimately, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides will happen. But for a person to plan. In this world, we know that we make plans and arrangements to get our work done. So one is for the world. The other is for our akhirat also. We should have a plan in place. How I can gain the maximum from my time, my free time. How can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more? Find in jihad also, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was planning before the jihad, during the jihad, strategies. So for everything we plan, security, when we're going on journeys, then we plan. So we shouldn't just leave these things. Then there's another word called tafweed. Tafweed is when a person has no say in any matter. After all the planning, something happens, then he hands his matter totally over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't grieve, he doesn't fret over it, he doesn't become overwhelmed. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. I hand over my matter to Allah, this is now beyond me, it's not in my control. I hand over the matter to Allah. That brings a great amount of peace to a person when things are not according to how he wants things to be. He just has to make sabr. Then he hands over his matter to Allah Ta'ala and he continues with life. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, La aqla ka tadbir. There's no intelligence like a person planning. So we are encouraged to make some plans. Worldly affairs, it comes naturally. How can we make some plans also in our deeni affairs to make sure that our deen is protected for ourselves, for our wives, for our children, for our community. So we should make some plans. Make sure that our plans are in place and we follow those plans. Wala wara'a kalkaf. And in planning also, sometimes we need advice of the right people. When it comes to planning a house, we go to the correct people. Planning our businesses, when it comes to our accounts, then we sit with the right people. So when planning our deen also, then we must sit with the right people, with the correct people, and make sure that we get the correct guidance. Wala wara'a kalkaf. And there is no piety like abstention. The best thing is for a person to abstain. Not to go and try and fiddle with things and then burn our fingers. Person knows he got some weakness. So if I'm going to go to a certain place, I'm going to go join certain types of people, or if I'm going to sit in a certain company, or if I'm going to use the cell phone, then I know I have a tendency of falling into sin. So the best thing for me is abstention. They say prevention is better than cure. For a person to fix the problem now after it came is much harder than prevention. So prevention, wala wara'a kalkaf, abstention, just abstain. And this will protect a person. Protect the eyes, protect the limbs. Our elders are saying that there are a few things we need to protect. One is the company that we keep. One is our eyes, our tongue, and our association. Association and our time. Protecting our time. وَلَا حَسَبَكَ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. And the topic of discussion, there is no status, there is no pride that a person takes except with good or like good character. The best status a person can have is that he has good character and good manners, as we explained yesterday. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.